Mahalo for calling this hotel.
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher.
Are you dancing?
Are you asking?
I'm asking.
And then I'm dancing.
Hi, Chris. It's Jack. You're driving, man. Wakey, wakey. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Wakey, wakey.
You're driving, man.
I don't, you know, I've never seen that guy since.
Have you not?
No.
Check your driver, man.
Wakey,
wakey.
No, he hasn't picked me up since. If you pardon the expression. Mm. Boarding nations around the world. Now, I was saying earlier, everyone has to be, when I listen to Namari, I always think I should be paying, you know, like 35p a minute.
Mm.
Chris was saying that I've got 3 weeks off. I wish. It's 3 weeks of training. I'll be getting sweaty. Oh, I'll be all out of breath. Oh, how long will I last? You know, all that.
It's just filth.
It's 3 weeks of training. 3 weeks off she's got. I'd like 3 weeks off for training, please. Drinking training.
But you're not in the Olympic squad.
I've been in the drink Olympics. A drinkics. Doesn't work, but if it did exist, that's I'd be training for it.
I believe she's training.
You right?
Mm.
I'll do a pub marathon. I don't know what that would mean, but
could do.
Anyway, yesterday we went to the TV studios to record Reverse a Word. I've already got it set to record next week on my Sky Plus.
It's in the proper listings, Rachel. We saw this last night at Chris's house. It comes up like game show and everything.
That's all it says, though.
Yeah. But that's because they don't want to give the plot away too much.
Exactly.
They're teasing it.
Exactly what it is. Anyway, so we'll talk about that later on. And we've also got a world exclusive of Peter Andre's Insania coming up. Tickets to give away for the Dance Day for a big weekend and so much more all the way
through the show. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the middle. I prefer it when we both do that. I find it a bit limp on my own.
Pardon?
No, never mind.
That's the trial. All that coming up today, all the way
through the show. I'm caught up in the middle, jumping through the riddle. I'm falling
just a little. Juliet has just informed me she might be coming down with something. She feels achy. Oh, little Jules, our achy, breaky Jules.
I knew you were going to do that.
Do you think,
Yeah.
Do you think it might be the flu?
Yes.
Do you really?
Very bad flu.
Right, and you're coming to work, breathing all over us.
Yes. I like to share it with you.
Well, I have heard that, and that's why most of the boys like you in the building. One. Oh, don't do that. Did you see that one coming?
No.
That's why most of the boys like you in the building. Or like you in the car park. Or wherever they like you.
701.
Yeah, all right. Right, coming up then, Insania, the world-exclusive first play of that legendary Peter Andre track is coming up. D12 and the Thrills up next. Let's get some news and sport from Dom Anschels. It's 7:01.
The US says Iraq is under control.
And two.
Radio Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past seven.
Two text messages have come in that have caught my attention. Can Jules wish Jamie Farnsworth a happy 17th birthday with her sexy voice?
Happy birthday, Jamie.
See, now, I don't see that as sexy. That's like someone who needs a good cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must be honest.
Someone needs a good massage, someone who needs a good sleep.
I think it sounds quite sexy when you say Deportivo La Coruña.
Deportivo La Coruña.
Don't you think?
Mm.
Do you find that quite exotic?
No.
Port Vale?
No, it's not the same.
Oh, now you're talking. Oh, don't get me going. So that was one text, and the next text says, tell Juliet that mumps is going around in my area, she might have that.
No.
That's going to put a smile on your face, you might have the mumps.
Morning.
I used to love that TV show.
That's the flumps.
That's the flumps, yeah. Rosie and...
You know, mumps is an area
a jib?
In Oldham.
Rosie?
As well.
Is it? Mumps.
Yeah. Mumps.
Mumps what?
Mumps is an area in Oldham.
Great.
It is.
Have we reached half-time early?
No, I'm just saying. Yes, you know, just facts.
Okay, good.
Fact attack.
Fact attack.
I don't know.
Do you want to start again?
Yeah, go on.
Just do the end of the news tag.
All right. And that's it. It's 5 minutes past seven.
Good morning. Oh, man. switched off the jingle and not the microphone. And we leave at half. Oh, that was a rubbish link. Ooh, hello. Are we actually on? Have we started already?
Yes.
Oh, the voice of doom. We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. Yes. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money. Good morning. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
D12, exclusive, Westwood Radio 1, tomorrow night from 9 p.m. It's gonna be big, baby boy.
I think everybody's all jealous and... because I'm like the lead.
Ah, beautiful. The Trills and Santa Cruz. We're here to entertain you. We've already played this jingle. I definitely loaded then the little background music in, which should have gone like this. Ah, that's better.
Hmm.
You know, the text message saying, morning, I think your show's great. It's a great start to the day. It wasn't a great start to the show, though, is it?
We've done better, haven't we? Definitely.
But yeah. Well, it's cold morning, you know. It's like the car. It needs to warm up a bit. Before that, we played D12, my band, D12 on Westwood Show on Friday night. Very exciting.
That's good news.
Yo, Westwood, big dog, woof woof. And they're playing D12 tonight in London as the Shepherd's Bush Empire. The last gig I went to there, by the way, was Mark Radcliffe and the Family Mahone. Tonight it's D12.
Be somewhat different, I think.
Yeah. 1, 2, ever so slightly. Rachel, last night, without going into too much detail, ended up at a very, 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 very exclusive little drinks soiree with D12.
I don't know how that happened.
Did you get lost?
I just, you know when you find yourself in these really surreal situations? I had one of those experiences last night.
Excuse me, are you Eminem?
Yo, what's up, girly girl?
Well, I nearly spilt my wine over one of them.
How do you do that? Were you standing on a chair?
Well, I turned round and then bumped into somebody and then they all kind of passed me and then I was like, oh, there's Eminem. He had his glasses on and his bandana.
Were you jarred by this, Dave?
No.
A little bit.
I was just kind of standing there with a white wine thinking, this is really weird, what am I doing here?
You must have been a bit jarred because we had the rap party after rehearsal words. We had a few
I was taking it easy.
And then you carried straight through, didn't you?
No, I went onto water.
Hang on a second, you were taking it easy. You walked into the bar. By the way, yesterday afternoon I got stung in the round of hell. Well, we went to the pub and I'm like, right, we'll get a few drinks in. I'll get these. And then some of the audience were there in the pub. Oh, Mosey, you getting a drink in? Yeah, go on then, who wants a drink? And one cheeky little so-and-so, every time he was asked if he wanted a drink, always said yes. Whether or not he had a pint in front, he had a full pint in front of him at one point that he hadn't even touched. Scott Mills goes, do you want a drink? Yeah, I'll have one, yeah. Greedy get. I got stung for a round of drinks yesterday that included, in no particular order, myself, Allard, Dave, Rachel, Claire, Will, two or three competition audience members, the two guys from the show, plus one of the guys' girlfriends, one of the TV production crew, Dominic.
Mm.
It just went on forever. Joe,
and the man
Scott,
in the corner.
£43 that round cost.
Was it?
£43. And it was one of those things where I went, is that it? I said, yeah, that'll be it now. And then David walked in and go, oh, okay. Oh, do you want a drink? Yeah. Right, you get him one. And him one. Right, lovely. Is that it, love? Yeah, that'll be it. Rachel burst through the door. Hiya! Oh, Jesus.
I did all right then. Mine was £20, so I got off lightly.
Oh, yeah. But Rachel going, no, I took it easy yesterday. Rachel, do you want a drink, Rachel? White wine, please! White wine!
I thought drinking water.
Not the first one. Yeah, when I was buying, it was a wine.
Half a bottle in one of them goldfish bowls.
It was never my round when Rachel wants water. You know, it's always my round when it's... Pasapino, please. Anyway, 18 minutes past 7. Go! Look in the mirror, time to face up. Basement Jacks, plug it in. It says here, featuring JC Chazza.
I don't know the verge, but JC's featured
what?
On it.
What? That wasn't even English.
Who's featured on it?
JC. You know the guy...
Jay-Z. Jay-Z's not on it.
JC. The NSYNC
That's
guy
my dad.
We were talking about the other day.
Right.
He features on this.
Jay-Z?
JC.
Right.
Wasn't there someone called JC and the Pussycats?
That's Josie and the Pussycats. Oh. 7:21. Right, buzz off this morning. I've been thinking about playing the CD for a few weeks, actually. And this week, I don't know what's wrong with me. Last night, I thought it was Thursday. For the whole of yesterday, I thought it was Thursday. The whole day, up until I went to bed, I thought it was Thursday. So even when I woke up this morning, I've chosen my buzz off track thinking it's Friday morning.
I thought yesterday was Friday.
It's just have those days where you have no idea what a day is. So anyway, so today's buzz-off track is a kind of a Friday track. It's like an experimental buzz-off track.
It is Friday kind of for some people, because some people have got tomorrow off.
Oh, yeah.
So they have that Friday feeling.
Don't even talk to me about that, by the way. In the eyes of the BBC, tomorrow is not a bank holiday. How does that work? So you'll be in work on Friday?
No, it's bank holiday.
Well, because there's a bank holiday on Monday as well, the BBC only have one or the other.
What?
How do you do that?
It's a major religious festival.
It's Good Friday.
Yeah, well, it's bad Friday for you, fat boy, you're working.
So we got Monday off, we're not on a Monday. You know, that'll be our first weekday off since we started. And before you go, well, what's wrong with that? Everybody else in the building is taking a holiday, even the boss. Everybody's taking a holiday so far this year, bar us. Wiley's been off. Sarah's been off. Dave Pearce has been off. Andy Parfitt, the boss, has been off. Everyone's been off but us. Anyway, so Monday we're not here, but we'll be here Friday. So this morning's buzz off track, and I really need to take part. If you've never taken part before, please make today the day that you take part. If you like the song I'm about to play, text buzz on to 81199. Buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, buzz off to 81199. On the text then, phone's out, even if you're still in bed, doesn't matter. Buzz off or buzz on to 81199. I'm imagining none of you have ever heard this song before, okay? But I think a lot of you will. Can I just say, how come we've had 4 text messages for buzz off and 1 for buzz on? I haven't even played it yet, right? Mm. I don't think any of you will have heard this in the studio, but I'm hoping there'll be people at home going, oh, I know this track. Are you ready? Mm. Let's go.
Alan? I've heard this.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to play it on the first radio station I worked on. I remember.
Good lad. I think this is brilliant. One of my favourite CDs ever. Trans Global Underground.
I've heard this.
Have you?
I didn't know what it was called, though. I do now, obviously, Trans Global
Underground. Templehead. I love this track. Buzz on, 81199. Go, 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 go.
Aces.
There's 1% in the voting.
Watch the sky. Keep looking. Watch the sky. Keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking. Everywhere. Tell this to everybody wherever they are.
It is a universal language, but can it manage to repay the damage done by those people in power and save the world in its 11th hour? So now or no, it's time to react and make a pact between the white and the black, the red and the yellow, the orange and the pink. Sit for a minute and think about the road to take and the record to make.
We can all get an equal slice of the cake. A perfect world for every nation. The pass it down to the next generation. It's not impossible for us to get that far. All we gotta do is change the way we are. So stop chasing that fast car with the ball. I left to say peace and nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Learn to say peace and nah, nah, nah. Learn to say peace.
Listen to Buzz. Sorry.
Make your Buzz.
No! My track! My track! I think Alan's going to let this go.
I am, you know.
He's going to let it go all the way. Go on, boy! Dominic's mounting at me. What is this?
Tell this to everybody
from everybody.
Watch the sky. I like it very much, but don't play it again.
It's on continue. Yeah. Now we get the full version. You haven't buzzed yet.
Buzz. Sorry. Okay. I thought that was fantastic. It's not often I compliment you on your music, but that was the best buzz-off track you've ever done.
Do you think?
Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Do you know that track?
Yeah. I didn't know who it was by, but I know the track and haven't heard it for years.
Transglobal Underground, and the track is Templehead, and that was 1991. And I got that out of the CDs at Radio Air in the cupboard.
Is this another one that you've nicked from their CD
no,
library?
No, they had a box outside the music library of CDs that they were chucking away. All right, so 1991, I'm going, oh, look at this, free CDs, man. Never heard of them, but I'm going to have one. And I got this one. And I've loved this track ever since. I think that track is ace. And that's been a massive response to the text. 2,200 people texted in. And it was very, very close, but Buzz Off just won in the end, sadly. Anyway, there you go. Templehead by Transglobal Underground. And I'm very shocked and stunned that Allard knew what it was.
One, two, three, go!
They're not even from Wales. Thursday morning, Radio 1, 7:28.
But does she really want her? But can't stand to see me wrong. Shake it, shake it like a Polaroid.
You know, when this record first came out, I thought it was Shake It Like a Polaroid Pizza. And what I thought it was one of those clever lines that I should have got. So I was trying to start working it out. Is it like a quick pizza? Is it to do... It's something to do with... You want a pizza quickly, it's a Polaroid pizza. It means something like a quick fix of pleasure, that's what it means. It's also a nice Polaroid picture, not pizza. And then, me, Comedy Dave and Dr. Mark are sitting at Radio one day and this comes on and Dr. Mark out of the blue, who's a doctor, goes, technically you're not supposed to shake Polaroid pictures. It's bad for them. Yeah, so now how stupid does a man in Outcast feel?
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Good record, though, and a theme tune to my Dustman advert, of course. Right, Rasmus coming up, Destiny's Child on the way. We also have a world exclusive with the first play of Do-Do-Do-Do-Do, This Is Insania. Coming up, it's news with Dom at 7:32.
And the main news, the US government's wheeled out one of its... and it's now 7:36.
What did you just do?
I nodded to Dave during the One Road Travel, because I thought you might appreciate it this morning. Because it's 4 Number B Road Thursday, and yeah. It headbutted the microphone, and I hurt my eye.
How? You really are a digit. Well, what about that Juliet throwing a strop during the sport?
Oh, no, very accusatory.
Didn't throw anything.
Oh, yes, you did.
When?
Motherwell and Hearts drew 1-1 in the bank of Who's Making Noise During My Ruddy Bulletin.
Someone dropped
Who was that? Off with her head! Witch! In the Bank of Scotland Premier League, Livingston's game with...
It was the cricket, actually.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, and it was a mouse.
It was a what?
Mouse. Rachel threw a mouse.
No.
I didn't throw it.
the mouse as in computer mouse, if you're just waking up and you're a bit confused, and you now have an image of Rachel throwing a mouse at Juliet during the sport, actually keep it, it might make you smile for the rest of the day.
Good morning to you people, we're here to sing for you, cause we are Christmas singers, that's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup, and if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up.
Mahalo for calling this hotel.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Great to hear that song again. Haven't heard it since yesterday. Buttylicious by Destiny's Child, The Sandwich Lovers. Alad, by the way, is on his mobile. Who the hell is he ringing at 7:45 in the morning? What's Alad?
Is he ringing for our breakfast?
I don't know.
Do they not deliver it?
Who are you on the phone to, Alad? Your mum? Did you ring her or did she you ring her? What's up, you got problems? Anything you want to talk about?
Any comes.
Here we go.
She works in the afternoon and I work in the morning and I sleep in the evening, so I never get to say hi, so I phoned her to say hello.
Jeez.
You got nothing else to do, Alex?
I went to get the breakfast.
Right.
So as I was walking, I thought I'd phone to say hello.
Excellent. Good to see you concentrating hard on the job.
How is she?
Fine. She's fine. Asleep, right. Actually.
So you woke her up?
Yes.
I bet she appreciates the phone call.
It's always good to hear from my boy.
She's not even Welsh.
While he's here, should we talk about this thing?
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Sit down, Alad. Get yourself nice and comfy.
What?
So, Alad, are you happy at work at the moment?
Yes.
Everything going well?
What have I done?
Speaking to the mic, get it near you.
What have I done?
No, you haven't done anything. I'm just checking that you're happy in life generally, with home life and work life going all right.
So, insight to the behind the scenes. Rachel's now looking down and looking out of the glass.
Just
means she's not there for me at this point.
Just look at me.
Yes.
How are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I'm enjoying the show.
Lots.
Yeah,
a little
lots.
Bit. Yeah.
Lots, yes.
Happy with everything?
Very.
Yep. And your home life is going okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. When did you, let's just, you know, have a chat with you, get to know you a bit better.
Okay.
When did you start at Radio 1?
6 years ago, five and a half years ago.
Wow. And you're still enjoying your time here?
Yes, I am.
That's good. And what are you, about your, I'm like a poor man's parky.
Hmm.
Well, your ambitions for the future, what would they hold?
Stay in the show. For as long as I can without getting fired.
Well, it's fair to say that you're happy on the breakfast
show. Yes, I'm very happy on the breakfast show.
Through the years that you've been on, I sound like someone an old guy straight into the toilet. Through the years you've worked on radio,
Ozzy.
You've obviously met some really big stars and you've met some famous people.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're named after a famous person, which is quite ironic.
I'm not named after him at all, no.
Right.
But he started singing while I was in primary school.
And this is, of course, the legendary Alad Jones, who was also Welsh.
If I ever met him, yes.
What was that?
What exactly?
I'm pulling back from the brink at that point. I think I better not say that.
What does pulling back from the brink mean?
It means I won't say something that Rachel will say.
Have you ever met Alad Jones?
I've never met him. And I believe he's a really nice guy.
Well, because our Alad... you're called Alad Jones, so a lot of people don't know. Our Alad is called Alad Jones. But he's not the Alad Jones who sang We're Walking in the Air.
Not that Alad Jones did sing Walking in the Air, I later found out.
He did, but he didn't sing it on The Snowman.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine.
So you've never met him?
Never met him.
Right. Do you think he knows about you?
Yes.
Why?
Because we shared Hilton honour points.
What? You share Hilton honour points.
I have a room, right, in Cardiff, Hilton, right, only because I checked in once and they thought I was the other Alad Jones. So they said, oh, we have your room ready. I have a room. Thank you very much. So, and then I started staying there for a few weekends until they realised that there are two of
us. What, for free?
No. But it's a very nice room that we both stay in. And they also had...
What, together?
No. And they also...
Hello, Alan.
Morecambe and Wise going to bed, sitting up in bed reading the paper.
The only reason why I came came out was that we both checked in on the same night, and they were very confused as to which of us should have the
so
room.
So you checked into the same hotel, but you've still never met him?
I'd never met him, no.
Okay. Well, there was some book awards the other night.
All right.
And T'other Alan Jones was there.
All
right. So we spoke to him.
Really?
Yeah. And he had some very, very interesting things to say.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like this now.
Would you like to hear the other Alan Jones?
Okay.
Talking
yeah.
about you.
Okay, oh, wow, okay.
So this is Alan Jones talking about Alan Jones.
I'm sick and tired of Chris Moyles having a person called Aled Bleeding Jones on his programme because everyone thinks that I am the Aled Jones on Radio 1. I'm also really Welsh, not South Walian like the other pretender.
Wow! By the way, I'm not South Wales.
I know.
I'm Mid Wales.
Yeah.
But wow, that'll help.
How amazing is that?
Wow.
He goes on.
You know, if everyone thinks that I'm on Chris Moyles' show, I'm really happy because I think it's the best thing on radio. So
fantastic.
Apart from Terry Wogan.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I have a few emails for him. People send me emails telling me how great my albums are and how they would like me to perform for them in a particular church.
I bet they do. I think the last ones are meant for you.
Church scout, isn't it, really?
Unfortunately, I haven't got a forwarding address for him. But, wow.
Have you said he never met him. Have you ever seen him?
He does a lot of Welsh presenting.
No, but you've ever seen him in the flesh?
No, never.
You might have done.
And I also was in Gatwick Airport one morning, and Chris Moyles walked through with his entourage, because he's a Radio 1 DJ, and I smiled really, really, really sweetly at him, and he blanked me.
Which yeah. Me, or you?
Well, me, apparently.
I think he met you.
I wouldn't know what the hell he looked like.
Do you know what? If that was the Gatwick Airport, that would have been us going to Inverness, and we were all really tired that morning. Do you remember? We were all really bleary-eyed, so I'm not surprised.
That was a nighttime flight.
No, it was very early, wasn't it?
No, it was nighttime, definitely.
Yeah. Which one of those really blurry evening flights? So there you go, so Aled Jones talking about
you. Oh. Well, maybe we should be friends. Aled and the Joneses.
Do you think this is a sign of friendship?
I'm sick and tired of Chris Moyles having a person called Aled Bleeding Jones on his programme because everyone thinks that I am the Aled Jones on Radio 1. I'm also really Welsh, not South Walian like the other pretender.
Wow, that's made my week.
Really?
That's brilliant.
Well, Alan, here's an extra surprise for you.
Oh, okay.
Let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen, the real Alan Jones. Oh,
you
made
your
look. Made your look. Blah, 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 blah. 7:51.
I'm sick and tired of Chris Moyles having a person called Aled Bleeding Jones.
She's got lip ring and five colors in her hair. Not into fashion.
Number one, McFly, five colours in her hair. I'm talking great records. 8:15 this morning. Either 8:10 or 8:15, around about that time, we will have the world exclusive first ever play in the world ever, exclusively ever first play in the world of Peter Andre's Insania.
Visit the Vernon Imperial.
7:55, Thursday morning. BBC Radio 1, and now, Oasis. It's 8 o'clock, but I can't fade the song out. The news will wait. Robin Sheffield. And about 200 and other odd people who text in to say how great to hear this again. Superb. Oasis, do you know what I mean? Right, follow that then. We'll do news and sport with Dom and Chills. It's just gone 8:01.
The Americans insist they are in control in Iraq.
And Chelsea are favourites to win the Champions League.
With some sun later. Radio Newsbeat, it is now 8:04.
Good morning to Dominic Lorraine Byrne.
Good morning.
How are you, Lorraine?
I'm fine.
That's good.
Where'd you get that from?
Huh?
Is that his middle name?
Not going to tell you. Rachel knows why, don't you, Rach?
Yes.
No, we're not going to tell you. If anybody else realises and suddenly works out why he's now Lorraine Byrne, then you can join in our little joke. But you don't have to tell him. Is that right, Lorraine?
I've no idea what you're
talking about. You look like Lorraine, actually. From now on, it's news and sport with Lorraine and Jules. The first lady of Radio 1 Newsbeat, Lorraine Byrne. Dave has just worked
I've
it all
just
out.
I've just realised why.
Yeah. Lorraine Byrne. Subtle, Jules, subtle.
Oh. Ah. It's got Lorraine written on my head.
Lorraine. On his headphones, it says Lorraine in big Tippex style lettering.
I only got that because of you, Jules. Thanks for that.
Hello. Lorraine Byrne here with the news. Good morning.
Can you do a Lorraine voice?
Yeah.
No.
Here's a treble.
Here's a treble. No, do a Lorraine. Let's hear your Lorraine voice.
Do a Lorraine voice.
Yeah, do a Lorraine voice.
Hello. Hello, here's the news. With me. Not saying Lorraine Byrne. No, I can't do a Lorraine voice would be the answer to that one. Can you do a Janine voice?
Hello, it's Janine here.
You can it.
I've just been off to wash my hands.
You name a voice, when you name a person's name, we'll do the voice that suits the name.
Beryl.
Beryl?
Good one.
Hello, lovely. It's Beryl here. Have you come with me wheels and me tails? Wheels?
Sharon.
I can't, no, you know, someone else has got to join in. I can't be responsible for upsetting everybody who listens to the show.
Wendy.
Hello. Wendy here, Beryl's twin sister.
You see, I don't think that works because Wendy's tend to be younger than Beryl's,
All right, do a Wendy then.
Hello.
That's just
come in.
That's a Wendy. If it was maybe a man going through one of those changes.
That was Wendy inviting somebody in for a cup of tea.
Into her house?
Yeah.
Right.
That's where she lives.
Dominic, would you like to say happy birthday to anyone today?
Yes, I'd like to say happy birthday to my wife.
Oh, very nice for me to remember.
Who's the same age as you this year?
24?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, wow. And you're, because what, you're 38, aren't you?
I'm 31.
Right, okay. Still going on that old CV, aren't we?
25.
Yeah. You're like a page three girl. Your age just stays the same.
You're like Zoe, 22, from London.
Yeah, in the sun today. Zoe's not 22 in a million
years.
She's
been 22 since 1997.
But still, you know, cracking photo.
Mm.
Now Chris Miles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancy Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Milesy. He eats out of the truck and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
Happy birthday to Lorraine's wife.
The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
What's the name, Dominic?
Nick. Nicola.
Nick. Nick?
Yeah.
Lorraine and Nick. On GMTV. That's nice. Happy birthday, Nicola. This is just for you. I know it's your favourite. It's Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling. I got like you.
And I'm monopoly number two.
Aloha.
All I know the time it is getting.
Aloha.
Need another cheese up in my head.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
My bed to run.
I'm learning. Sean Porter and Light Glue. Can I just say, this bank holiday weekend coming up, I was going to go away somewhere nice. I really fancy going to Euro Disney, but it's just going to be absolutely full. How selfish is this? Of families, you know, parents and their kids. Can you let me know, to all the parents and kids, when you're not planning on going to Euro Disney, so I can go, please, with my girlfriend? Because I'd like to go, but I just don't want to go when it's going to be full of kids. I think kids get in the way at Disney. You know, do you know what I mean? Because you've got to let them, if they push in front of you, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, and you just get told off for being a miserable git. And I want to go and be a child at Disney for the weekend. But, you know, real, genuine children get priority over you, and that's just out of order.
If they push in front of you, then you should push in front of them, and you're bigger than them anyway.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to push kids out, unless they're the snotty ones, and everyone in the queue gives you a round of applause. But, so, can you let me know, please, when parents, especially, with you and your families, let me know when you're not going to Euro Disney, and then I can book it for that weekend.
I might be able to help. Really?
Yeah. Well, I would choose a time, midweek perhaps, when the schools are in operation.
Yeah, but
term time is
then
called.
I'd have to, I mean, I could go for the day, but then, you know, Sophie had to get a day off work and all that.
Or you could just take a long weekend or something, maybe go on a Friday.
Well,
Friday.
This weekend, I wanted to go this weekend.
Well, yeah, but it's Easter, you see. It's not a term time. It's a
full of kids.
Major.
Why are kids going to Euro Disney? When it was Easter when I was a kid, I sat at home and stuffed myself silly on chocolate. All right, still do that now, but you know what I mean. So anyway, just text me when you've definitely got a date. You won't be going to Euro Disney, and I'll be sorry. Disneyland Paris.
Oh, is it not Euro Disney anymore?
No, it's Disneyland Paris, isn't it? Anyway, where that house where Mickey lives. 8:17, Thursday morning, Radio 1. Good morning, Peter Andre.
Oh, my God, you go on, man, about Disney. Flipping hell. I was on the phone for about 10 minutes just listening to you go on. Well, 2 minutes, to be exact.
No, I wasn't going on.
Oh.
But you know what it's like? You must have been to these kids get in the way, right?
Discouraged me from going. I was all excited about it as well, but I'm a big kid myself.
Well, listen, if my girlfriend can't get a day off work and I decide to go to Disneyland Paris midweek, I'll take you instead.
But you said you don't want other kids there.
Well, yeah, but you're different.
How are you?
You know, I'm very good. How are you?
Good, mate. I just had my espresso, so I'm buzzing.
Nice.
I'm buzzing. How are you going? How's everyone going, all right?
We're all right, everyone.
Yeah, wicked, thank you.
Wicked.
Mm.
You guys have energy in the morning. I'll give you that much credit.
It's this money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
No, it's good to be alive once I've had my espresso.
I'm getting the feeling you're not particularly a morning person.
Nah, not at all. But I'm getting there. I mean, you know, I'm going to have to soon again. I've been doing studio work, so I started about midday or 1 o'clock, and then I'm there till about 1 in the morning, 1 or 2, and then I come back, so I haven't been getting up early and stuff.
Are you doing studio work today?
Yeah, I'm in today. For the last 2 weeks, it's been every day, and it's awesome fun. It's really good fun. You know what I mean? Just trying to see if I can belt it.
Good. That's a great answer.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, I'm around this afternoon. If you want to write a song.
Yeah. Write a song?
Hmm.
I'll do something for Euro Disney.
No, you and I write a song together.
Oh, you and... Yeah, well, listen, I'm still waiting for you to do the rugger on Mysterious for me.
Well, you know, see, that's gone now. We need to move on.
No, it isn't, you know, because we're redoing it for the album, making a 2004 version for it. Do you want to... Do you fancy coming down for a bit of a...
Maybe. See, now, here's what I'm thinking. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, go on.
Because you keep saying very nice things to me, and you keep going, mate, if it wasn't for you, mate,
I plugged your heart on the...
I know, and you've been very sweet, but if you really, really want to show your appreciation...
Yeah.
Because Insane is coming out...
Yeah.
All I want is track 4 on the CD single, okay? And then I get money off every copy sold. That'll do me down to the ground.
Well, you can. You can do.
And I've already worked out the song.
What is it? God. Right?
Because it doesn't really need to be good. It just needs to be on the... Because people will buy Insania for Insania. They probably won't even listen to my track. But it goes like this. This is Peter Andre and Chris Moyles on track 4 of Insania. And Chris will get a percentage of the royalties and buy a house in Australia. And that's it. That's all it is. Written by me. I'll give you a co-write if you want, right? And then I get a percentage of the money. I am laughing.
What do you mean you'll give me a co-write if I want? You mentioned my name, Australia, which is my place.
Right.
I already get 50% anyway.
Right.
Well, to get around that thing...
I've got a point, haven't I?
Yeah, well, okay.
You can change it to Lithuania to get over the Australia
thing. Hey, listen, Chris.
Yes?
Why don't you come down one of the studios, man? I'm still in there for a week or so. I know you're probably not...
Hang on. What do you mean one of the studios? How many are you working in?
We've been... Every day's been different one, but today... I'm going to Rollover Studios, where I recorded Mysterious Girl. I'm going there to the same place. So you should come down. Come and see us, man. I'd love to see you. I'd love you to hear what we're doing. Hey, what do you think of it?
Of the single?
Yeah.
I've got to be honest, and everyone's going to start texting and going, you Peter Andre, you kiss each other's asses, you're like lovers.
Yeah, well, that's because I got a great ass.
Oh, well, I haven't seen that, but I'll take your word for it. I heard it on Tuesday, Monday.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. I'll tell you, seriously, right? because everybody knows the tune already.
Yeah.
So, to a certain extent, it's a no-brainer. And you could screw this up big time, though, still, if the track isn't right. Because everyone knows the tune.
Yeah.
And everyone knows a lot of the words. But if you just... If you make it too cheesy or too tacky or whatever, you'll ruin it, right? So, as far as I'm concerned, in theory, it's simple. You just need to find, you know, produce it in a really nice way. And you're laughing. So when I heard it the other day, I was really pleased. I'm thinking, I hope he doesn't blow this up. Because you could have screwed this up still.
No, I know. But you see, we did it. I must have done about 20 different versions in the last few weeks. And when I got this, I just said to Max at East West, as soon as he played it, I said, yes, thank God. I go, this is the one.
Well,
I think it felt right, you know what I mean?
I think it's really simple because it's not... You know, everything on it is played down. Your vocals are played down on it, I think. Because you don't, you know, you're not like, did. You're not doing any of that. It's really brought down. It's like 3 minutes long. It's in, it's out, it's done. There you go. It is what it is. I, seriously, it's going to be number one.
Oh, you're a legend, mate. Here I start again with the legend.
Mate, you're a legend. You're a legend, mate. But, so when's it going to come out?
I think it's May the 31st, if I'm... Correct.
Hang on, who are you looking at there?
Yeah, do you like that one?
Who are you looking at?
Because the voice just went a bit off, didn't it?
Who are you asking?
My sweet little manager's here. She gets up early.
Whoa. Where are you, at home?
I'm at the hotel in West.
And your manager's with you in the hotel?
She goes to me, sweet. She goes, I'm ruthless.
So your manager's with you in the hotel?
Yeah. Oh, no, she just turned up in the room. So
you're right.
No, let's not start the tour. Hey, you know... Actually, she's not bad, Bobo. She was kind enough to order me a lovely espresso in the morning. So, now that's great, though. A manager to get up in the morning, just, you know.
See, so my manager doesn't get up ever.
Yeah.
My manager doesn't get up until she's earned at least £500,000.
That'll take till about 12 o'clock then, won't it?
Yeah, some days it's midday, yeah. Alright, so in the studio, album may be coming out June.
Yeah, but listen, no, before we go into that, I've got to tell you this.
Go on.
I don't care what people think we kiss each other's asses, because at the end of the day, I did call you. I promised you I'd give you a call,
and
we'd go out for a drink, and you never text me back, so you know
what? No, do you know why? Because, no, hang on, you gave me a number, and then you changed your number.
Yeah, but then I text you from my new number saying, Chris, give me a call.
Yeah, I know, but I wasn't sure if that was a real number or that was a pretend number. But I now have
saying, who's this plonker?
Well, I knew it was you because you put in the secret code that only you and I know.
Oh, yes.
And,
Oh, stop it.
No, that's not rude. You know, I'm not going to say what it is because you know what I mean. But now I've got your number.
Yeah, well, you know.
In fact, I've got it here.
So what is it?
It starts with a zero. and it's got another zero in it. That's, yes. And I'm not going to give any more clues away.
By the way, how's everyone in the studio? Are they good?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Good stuff. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't actually heard the final mix of this song. So when you're going to play, it's going to be the first time I've heard it too.
Oh, really?
I heard a rough of what was going to be the final mix. So So I hope it's what I heard the other day because I was really happy with that.
Well, okay. Listen, what I'll do is I'll say goodbye. I'll call you later.
Yeah, we'll see.
In that showbiz way. I know.
Isn't that horrible?
I will. But so put the phone down now and then go and put. Oh, you've got the Radio 1 on in the hotel?
Yeah, well, give me about 30 seconds.
Okay, 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds time, you're going to put it on, right?
Go, now, put the phone down.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay. Right, it's rubbish. Absolute rubbish, seriously. I'm so fake. I just want money out of him. The guy's going to be a millionaire. It's a rubbish record.
Do you get paid anyway?
I'm only joking. Yeah. What? I earned nothing out of Mysterious Girl. I'm not a penny. People go, oh, I bet he made a couple of... nothing. I didn't even put a bet on. How stupid is that? We'll go, let's get it... We all forgot. None of us put any money on it. And you can't get money on Insania being number one, I don't think. But anyway. So there you go. Peter Andre, God bless him, coming out on the 31st of May. The first time ever in the world that we'll play this. And the first time that Peter gets to hear the final mix. This is Peter Andre and... Insania. Mm-hmm. There you go, Peter Andre Insania. Dave?
That's the first time I've heard it.
Right.
And I think it's very good. I do honestly think it's very good. It's a good pop record.
Do you know what I want to do on the text messages?
is I want you to text in and go, yeah, all right then. Because a load of people out there, let's be honest, a load of people go, oh, give me a break. Peter Andre, all right, Mysterious Girl, I'll go with that. But the Insania thing, seriously. And I think, as far as a pop record goes, great pop record. And I think there's going to be people there going, oh, it's not bad.
It's much better, I think, than everybody had imagined it would be.
Well, this is it.
And it is a definite hit.
Well, it's what I said, right? And, I don't care if anyone says I was kissing his ass. It's true. Everybody knows the tune. You've got to be a real, you've got to be an idiot to screw this up. But unless that track is right, it's going to sound like a joke. Because everyone knows, do-do-do-do-do, right? It's very funny. But I think it's turned it into a proper record.
Production on it's great. Sounds good.
So, 81199, be honest. Yes or no, do you like it, right? And absolutely, and don't try and be cool. If you're sitting there and normally you're into kind of AC/DC and Motorhead and you've gone, I must admit, it was all right, innit? Then let us know. Text us, 81199, what do you think of that? Peter Andre's Insania. Morning Peter and his manager in the hotel room together. Hi.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
She'll take her 15% any time of the day, won't she? I'm messing around with her. No, I mean, she's what by that, working?
Takes in installments.
I don't know about that. Anyway, there you go. 31st of May is out. Peter Andre's Insania. Coming up, Angel City, Usher will play the brilliant No Doubt. And we've also got more tickets to give away for the Dance Day, One Big Weekend in Londonderry. It's 8:30. Let's get some news from Dominic.
And the main news, the US government's wheeled out one of its biggest hitters now out on bail. You may see this in some of the papers this morning. The latest craze in Holland is having bits of jewellery inserted into your eyeball. Surgeons charge between £200 and £500 to put pieces in. They're about 3.5 millimetres across. They're shaped like half moons or hearts. And a man called Gerrit Meles is the man behind it all.
You have the eye white, that's called the sclera, and on top of the sclera there's a mucous membrane. We make a very small opening into this mucous membrane and we just put the implant into the small layer.
Can you get it taken out if you don't like it?
I don't know. I think they actually cut into the actual eye, but if you want to take it out, then you can.
How much is it?
Between £200 and £500 at the moment.
Cards on the table, in all honesty, right, absolute swear on my life, if you want it doing, I'll pay for it.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Right.
And two council workers in Aberdeen have been sacked after having a fight over Chris Moyles.
Good morning.
Sat opposite there. And Terry Wogan. It happened apparently when one of the blacksmith welders accused the other of switching over the radio.
Damn right.
Chelsea's Tinkerman shouldn't have too many problems finding a job. Forget Greeny, Mike, John Murray, JP and Motti. We reckon this is one of the best commentaries you'll ever hear.
Look at all.
That was a goal then, right?
That was goal number 3 that sent Deportivo through. They'll play Porto in the last 4. The first leg of the UEFA Cup quarter-finals for Newcastle and Celtic tonight. Bobby returns to PSV, while Celtic's game against Villarreal is on Match of the Day. That's BBC 3 from 7:45, and this is Martin O'Neill.
Villarreal will turn around and say that if they've knocked Roma out of the competition, they shouldn't have too many problems beating us. And I'm quite sure that that's the way they would view it. I've watched the videos back of the games they've played recently, and rest assured they can play. There's no doubt about it.
Elsewhere, the FA Cup finalists Millwall, they were held to a goalless draw by Cardiff. That was in the Nationwide League First Division last night. Motherwell and Hearts drew 1-1 in the Bank of Scotland Premier League. Livingston's game with Kilmarnock was also 1-1, and Pakistan need just 40 runs to win the second test against India and level the series. India, they were all out for 241 in their second innings.
And the weather is going to be wet today with some sun.
One Road Travel.
It's 4 number B Road Thursday, of course, the B1286 at New Harrington in Tyne and Wear. There are temporary traffic lights both ways. That's at St Aidan's Terrace near Fletcher Crescent.
One Road Travel on Radio 1.
Time now is 8:35.
Can I just say, well, I said, right, what do you think of the Peter Andre track? Be honest, okay? Because we just played it.
A world exclusive on Radio 1. Peter Andre is back with his new single, Insania.
By the way, if I don't get the voiceover job for the advert on this, someone's going to get a kick in the balls. Do you know what I mean? I'm available. I don't want a repeat fee for the box. Tell you that for nothing. Anyway, so I just said text in and be honest. Don't lie. Don't try me cool. Be honest. Yes or no? Do you like that track? Right. and about 2,500 text messages later. And pretty much most people say yeah. But I love reading the ones, and you can tell the honest ones from the liars, and people go, I hate cheesy, crappy pop records, .. but it's not bad, is it? Favourite text about the whole thing is from Daz in Stoke, which just says, yeah, metal, Chris, Alice Cooper, dude, AC/DC, Aerosmith, Rage Against the Machine, etc. Cheers. Thanks very much. Got your point. But what do you think of Insania? Yeah, that's the other one. Anyway. Right, 8:36, so we're going to give away tickets later for the dance day at One Big Weekend in Derry with Judge Jules with yet another one of his hilarious one-liners that only makes sense in his head. We'll do that shortly. Meanwhile, can you get the clip of the football commentary? We'll play it again, because it was very funny. You ready? When I say three, okay? One, three. Cheers.
Let me love you till you get it right. Why can't you?
I got the beat to make your booty go.
Nice. Usher and Ludacris, and yeah, I like Ludacris.
Do you?
Yeah, still haven't lent you the album, have I?
No.
Are you still interested in hearing Ludacris' album?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, yeah.
Yeah? Mm. Good, all right. Alan, choose a bit of backing music. You can either have David Holmes or The Chinese Man or Elvis or Kill Bill.
Kill Bill.
What a surprise.
Rachel and Alan, good morning from the BBC.
First One Big Weekend of 2004 is coming up. We're heading to Derry, Northern Ireland for our big two-day festival of live music. Saturday is a dance day. Faithless headline. DJ sets from legends like Tongi, Jules, Fergie, Tall Paul, Seb Fontaine, Cole Hamilton. Who else is on the bill, Dave?
Well, you missed off Armin van Buuren and Agnelli and Nelson.
Agnelli Nelson, you were saying the other day you believed to be Dutch, is that correct?
Yeah, well, there was an obvious mistake that we put in yesterday. We said that they might have been Dutch or Italian or something, when of course they're actually from Northern Ireland.
That's right.
Good morning.
So, Saturday afternoon, the Radio 1 box office will open Guildhall Square in Derry, 5 p.m. Saturday, where you can queue up and get your dance day tickets. If you don't live there or you can't make it, we're going to give away five pairs sometime this morning when you hear another great killer line from Radio 1's top stand-up comic, Judge Jules. Take my wife, please. Actually...
No, don't say that.
Morning, Amanda, if you missed it. Remember, she made a couple of tracks, didn't she?
She did, actually.
Good as well.
She's a former recording artiste.
That's right. So, once again, you got to listen out for another killer line from Jules. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here is today's hilarious Judge Jules line.
More top sets than Andre Agassi.
There you go. I'd have said more top sets than a Page 3 Girl convention, but, you know, I'm different to Jules. One more time. This is what you're listening out for.
More top sets than Andre Agassi.
You see what he's done?
See, it's a whole tennis and disco crossover.
Does he play disco? Yep. I wasn't aware that was the style of music Jules played. D-I-S-C-O.
Yep.
Judge Jules on Radio 1. Here's Ottawa. D-I-S-C-O. Disco. Maybe he'll play that. Maybe if you're really nice to him, maybe he'll play it. So that's the line. When you hear Judge Jules say that, get on the phone, 08700 100 100, 08700 100 100, and you can be getting a pair of tickets. Don't phone now, by the way. That was just the example. Why does everyone always do that?
That was illustrative.
Why do they do that? I've never got that.
Go on, answer one. Morning, stupid. Morning, stupid. You can't work the phone.
Hello. Yes. What can I do for you? Right. When we play the clip next, that's when you have to ring. We have to play the clip as an example so you know what you're listening for.
Yes, it is Chris Miles, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. He's just going on.
Hang up. Yeah. That's what I do.
He's talking to me. Yeah, you're going to have to just try and call him back later. What's your name? Raymond. Raymond, have a good day. I'll speak to you later. Bye, man.
There you go.
I've been phoning for ages. Can I have tickets? No.
Do you know why he's phoning for ages? Because he doesn't phone at the right time.
That would be right, yeah.
If he called when you told him to call, I'd answer.
Oh, dear. Alan's throwing a wobbler.
I know. Hey, head of phones. Communications manager.
When you hear that clip again, then you phone up, and then you might be able to get a pair of tickets for the dance day in Derry coming up in April.
This bank holiday Monday morning from 10. Radio 1's 10-hour takeover.
Great track from No Doubt. It's My Life. 8:52 in the morning, Thursday. I've got a meeting after the show. We have a daily show meeting, right?
I forgot about that. We've got another one after that, haven't we?
Then I've got one at 10:30. Then we've got another team meeting at 1, a team lunch, rather. 1:00. I don't know where the hell I'm meant to cram in Xbox, FIFA 2004 and the pub in such a busy day.
Oh, what pain I was going to have.
Vernon Kay came around the other day. We didn't talk about this, did we?
We went for fish and chips with Vernon.
Fish and chips, right? We had fish and chips at ours. And then he's got a brand new Skoda. Lovely looking. Really nice, though, to be fair, isn't it? And so we went for a little drive and then got some fish and chips, went to ours. Then you had to get off, didn't you? You were doing...
I had to go somewhere important business meeting, I think.
And then we had Bolton versus Leeds on the Xbox for about 90 minutes. Just game after game after game.
And he didn't win one. Get in.
No, it doesn't actually mean anything in real life. So he sent me a text last night saying Leeds are going down. On FIFA, that is. Next leg, my place. So I've never been in Vernon's house before. So I get to have a little bit of a nose. I'll take some photos on the phone, let you see him when we get back.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But he often sends messages. He's often up really early in the morning, ridiculously early, so he might be listening now. But so if you're up for it, Vernon, this afternoon. Oh, and I might have to go see Peter Andre in the studio. I could be on his album. Man, imagine
he's not really going to put you on there.
He might put me on his album.
Perhaps for promotional reasons.
No, this time more than any other time.
Yeah.
He might, you know, the artist might actually go, yeah. Do you want to be on the album? Do some backing vocals? And then we can have a Barbie. Strafe.
I don't think he will.
Bet you?
I think he's just, you know, playing with you.
I think, you know, I could sit and write a song with Peter easily, right? I think, you know, his lyrics and my mastermind genius lyrics, we could write another major hit. Give me a subject. Any subject, it doesn't matter.
Polo.
See, no, why would you write a song about polo? You wouldn't do that, would you? The man with the hole.
No, as in the horses.
All right, okay. Horses love the man with the hole.
Oh, you could do it on water polo, actually.
Horses with armbands love the mint with the hole.
That's rubbish.
It is rubbish, you're right, Rachel.
Shut up, you're just jealous, that's what it is. Jealous of my great songwriting skills.
The mint with the horse.
Nay, day.
Half-time started early. Frown, Rachel. This is Cutting Edge Entertainment.
Right, Franz Ferdinand and Dave's Genius Link.
Take your white finger.
Radio 1.
Slide the nail under the top and bottom buttons. It's easy now.
What is it, Franz?
Yes, it's easy now.
Excellent, I do like that. Franz Ferdinand Matinee. Which comes out in the shops on the release date. So, there you go.
Nice.
I think so, too. Right, tedious link, how do you get to today's track from yesterday? Today's track, which was Jump Around, House of Pain.
House of Pain shouldn't be mistaken for a house in Spain, which is what a mate of ours has near Alicante. Alicante has its own airport, and in that respect, shares something in common with Chicago. Chicago were a band fronted by the late Peter Cetera. If you add the letters E and T to the front of Cetera, you get etc., which is normally abbreviated using the letters ETC. ETC rhymes with BCG, which is a type of inoculation against tuberculosis. Tuberculosis, if not treated properly, can be a killer. Killer was a 1998 for Adamski, but featured the vocal talents of Seal. Seals have a large percentage of body fat to insulate them against the cold. The Cold War had nothing to do with seals and was actually a conflict of suspicion between the West and the East, who were separated by the Iron Curtain. Curtains run on rails, as do trains. Trains employ conductors, as do orchestras. Orchestras is a slang term for testicles. Testicles are traditionally unique to men, and men tend to be physically bigger than women in most instances, with the only notable exception being Macy Gray, which links us to this morning's CD's Link track. It is Macy Gray and I Try.
How tall is Macy Gray?
Very tall.
How tall, roughly?
7 foot.
7 foot tall. I never knew that, Dave. Education for the nation.
To my record, I try. I'm Comedy Dave, tedious thing. Thank you.
It was our real jingle from Macy Gray there.
It was nice, thank you very much.
It was me putting on a silly voice.
You silly sex.
I'm Macy Gray. Pardon?
Didn't ask you 7 foot?
Well, 7 foot, give or take a foot or so. She's actually 6 foot.
Is she?
Yeah. She's 6 foot and she's got a size 12 feet. Because I found this. There's a website which features tall women. Uma Thurman is 6 foot, apparently. Brooke Shields, 6 foot. Anna Nicole Smith, 5'11". Cameron Diaz, 5'9". Jodie Kidd, 6'1". Venus Williams, 6'1½". Macy Gray, 6 foot.
Fascinating.
Bridget Nielsen, 6'1".
Yeah, fascinating.
As is Penny Lancaster. That's probably in heels, though, is it?
Oh, is Rachel Hunter a tall girl?
Hang on.
If you had to choose, Penny or Rachel?
Rachel, I think.
I'm a Rachel man, I must admit. You know, she's a bod and a half on it. Anyway, and how we got into that? Seamless Link and all that.
Seamless Link and all
lovely,
that.
Lovely,
yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So today, quite a busy day. Yeah, a couple of meetings. Gonna pop around to see Peter in the studio. Have a Barbie. Talk about Home and Away and Ailsa and Elf. The Elf from Home and Away, not like the furry alien from space.
Alien life form it stood for, of course.
Is that right?
Are you really going to go and see him?
I don't know. Do you fancy popping along to see him?
I'm going to the gym this afternoon.
I fancy taking him to my local boozer for a few pints.
Yeah, you look like that fella from the jungle. What's his name? Anthony.
That's Peter, actually.
What?
Peter Andre, nice to meet you.
I thought your show was rubbish. I never watched it. But you were very entertaining. I wish you all the best, young man.
Imagine taking them to the pub around the corner for our kids.
That'd be an interesting development.
Here, you're in Peter, in Andre, in it, you, in little, here. Mysterious, in girl, what are that, all about, you, in, nice to meet you anyway, buy me a pint. I think they treat him with respect.
I think they'd embrace him with open fists.
Yeah, in a headlock. But that's what they do when they like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to see what they do when they really don't like you, Rachel?
No, I don't.
It's a nice boozer, don't get me wrong.
It's all right. It's traditional, I think.
We kind of imply that it's a little bit rough and ready.
It's colourful.
What?
It's colourful, isn't it?
Colourful, yeah. Congratulations, by the way. The winners of the dance tickets for 1 week weekend. Dominic from Derry, Phil from Dunstable. Dunstable. I used to work there.
I know you did.
Natalie from... somewhere else. Where the hell is that?
Well,
Ballina Mallard.
Ballina Mallard.
Where's Ballina Mallard, Allard?
I think he's got that wrong, you know.
It's not Ballina.
Yeah, and it's not Mallard. I don't think it's Ballina Mallard, is it?
Ballina Mallard? Seriously, Allard, are you drunk?
She spelt it out to me letter by letter on the phone.
And how do you pronounce it?
Ballina Mallard.
Ballina Mallard?
Yeah, it's Northern Ireland.
There you go. Anyway, Natalie Taylor, you're going. James from
Belfast.
Belfast. And John from Derry. All going. Hurrah!
Hooray!
You going as well, Alice?
Yeah, I hope so. I'm going to be there.
Are you going to be, are you going to be going to the dance day? To
yes.
Boogie on down to the hottest sounds in town?
I will be, actually. I've got a couple of friends who want to go, so I'll be going with them.
Why, have they got tickets?
I'm hoping they will go and line up on Saturday afternoon.
Really?
On the Judge Jules' show.
Have you just walked into a bit of a, oh dear, I'm going to see if I can steal some tickets from Radio 1 for my friends, and now it's been exposed on the air, you're backtracking?
Yeah, because you've beat me to it, I haven't sent the email yet. So they will be queuing up on the Saturday, and if they can't get
seriously,
tickets.
I think that's a bit out of order, that you're going to get tickets for your friends. Oh, bum, did you just say?
Yeah.
I think they should just queue up. Right, my mate said, can you get me tickets? I mean, I'd said to him, I'd ask.
Some of the things they make you do. I just wanted to take part in a quiz or something.
So how many friends?
I've got two friends.
Two. Oh, have you? Yeah. Whatever, yes. In the world?
In Northern Ireland.
Right, okay. Francis wants tickets, I believe.
Oh, really?
My mate Francis.
Ronnie,
yeah.
Francis.
I think my cousin Glenn might want to go as well. But he's down the road in that there Dublin. Which, that's an authentic, genuine Dublin accent.
Can't find Ballina Mallard on here, Alan, I have to say.
Have you got a number?
I have, yeah.
Bring it back.
Do you really want me to?
Yeah, I want to know where this Ballina Mallard is.
Hang on, then.
I think you went to school with a girl called Ballina Mallard, didn't you, Dave?
That's Tracy Mallard.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Big beak.
What?
I think we also opened the lines for car park catchphrase.
No, it's half time, Dave.
Oh, yeah, we put the echo on.
It's the bit of the show where Dave likes to say,
let's get ready to ramble. I still can't find Ballina Mallard, don't you?
Dominic's, doesn't Dominic's granddad run a pub in Ireland? It's Southern Ireland, though, isn't it? Okay.
Here he comes.
Here comes Dominic now. And the nation is waiting with bated breath.
He runs the, it's my uncle, actually, I think it's an uncle, could be second cousin. It's the Burns House.
You're close to him, then.
The Burns House in Galloping Green in Dublin. Very nice.
Galloping
pub.
Green?
Galloping Green, near Stillorgan.
Near what?
Stillorgan is the area.
Yeah.
Leopardstown Racecourse, around there.
Leopards?
Leopardstown.
Leopards?
Yeah. Or it could be leopards, I'm not sure.
A town full of leopards?
Or leopards.
Shut up.
It's a great pub.
I've just been trying to find this Ballina Mallard, right?
Yes.
I put in Street Map on the search, and STR, and immediately comes up stringfellows.com.
Well, I think we should go there and deliver the prize personally.
It's one of your favourites.
What? It's not on my
favourite. It is. Stringfellows.com. You've got it bookmarked.
You can get lost.
Hey?
That is not.
All I wanted to do was find a place.
Ballina Mallard. You know, the only Ballina Mallard that I can think of is kind of Enniskillen way.
Oh, so it does exist, does it?
Ballina Mallard?
Yeah.
Well, I think so. I think, and I don't want to say it in case I sound stupid, but I think it's kind of, I think it might be just north of Enniskillen, but I'm not 100% sure. Have you spoken to her?
Yes.
Where is it?
North of Enniskillen.
I'm right then.
County Fermanagh.
Fermanagh. Fermanagh?
I'll allow myself to sound stupid.
County Fermanagh.
You've so got to go on stage when we get there. You're going to go down a storm.
I'm sure I will.
Oh, man.
Well, it's like, you know, when people try and pronounce Welsh names, they don't get it quite right. Yeah. But I don't get offended at it. It's just their stupidity.
With the flight, we've only booked you a single, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Have you ever been to Northern Ireland? Have you ever been to Ireland?
Terrible. I have, actually, yeah.
Hang on, what do you mean it's terrible?
No,
I have.
I should be able to say the names much better, because I have actually been to Northern Ireland.
Where have you been?
I went with Zoe Ball on the Radio 1 Roadshow. We went to
Portrush, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And went with Dave Pearce to do a dance party up there.
Where?
Portrush, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yes.
So you've been to Portrush twice?
And Belfast.
Right.
It was brilliant. Had a great time.
Okay.
We all went out and had a good time. So I'm looking forward to having another good time.
It sounds like he's reading it off script.
We all went out and had a good time.
It was great. No, that was my first
thoroughly
roadshow.
Enjoyed the place, and the people there are lovely.
That was my...
I look forward to meeting them again soon. They are all very nice, intelligent, and good-looking people with genuine kind hearts.
If I do sound nervous, it'll be because I'm botching up their names, where they live, but... Yeah. Ballymanalad. Ballynamalad.
Stop now.
Car park catchphrase.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
Yeah, all right.
Prizes today as well.
There you go.
That was a great
That's
self...
an incentive.
You don't say what they are.
I thought you'd say what they are.
You say what they are. Go on.
Well, we've got the James Bond game, 007 Everything or Nothing, for various computer consoles, and also a James Bond camera. Digital camera, which is really small and dinky. And if you want to win, call now. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
This comes out a week on Monday. Last to know.
It's the last to know. By Pink. Why was I
the last to know? She hit the vocal! They pissed me trying to do that for years! Call me up to say good luck, you could have one, call two, me back, you one, two, three, four! Why was I the last to know? First day. That's The Streets. It comes out on Monday, the 26th of April, and that's a great record called Fit But You Know It. And The Streets will be performing at Radio 1's One Week Weekend in Londonderry on Sunday, the 25th of April. I really look forward to that. Excellent gig featuring Mike Skinner and his popular band called The Streets. I'm not allowed to say anything else.
Yes, you are.
You should say
who else the lineup is.
No, I'm not allowed to say anything else about The Streets, is what I just said.
Because
you can't say yes, you are. You're allowed to say who else is on the lineup. He called me a door handle head. But I'm not allowed to say anything back.
No, you can say what. Well, you can say what you like in reason.
He's an idiot.
There you go. 15 all.
Alan Partridge line.
He's an idiot.
I don't know if he's an idiot, I've never met him. Morning, Mike, if you're listening. How are you, my darling? Look forward to seeing you in Derry. Oh, yes, yes, oh, yay. What?
Isn't oh yay what they used to sing? You know, with the bell ring.
Sam Fryers.
Yeah. Oh yay, bring out your dead and all that.
No, they didn't say bring out your dead.
Wasn't that the same sort of thing?
No, the town criers would be like, oh yay, and then read some news about the town or something.
Okay.
The circus is a-coming or something. Yeah. To ye old village green.
Mm.
Right? Bring out your dead was something completely different. That was when they used to come around and pick up, quite literally, the dead.
Mm.
Like giant plague and stuff like that, you know. I know my history. I know about these things. And it's nice to see that some of these traditions move on, because now there's a guy who comes into the radio and office selling Mars bars and drinks from a trolley.
Hmm.
And he has a bell as well. And he rings his bell so that we all know that there's a man with a trolley full of sweets.
He doesn't say, oh, yay, though, but, I mean, that's largely because he's French.
Bring out your cat. Is he French?
Yeah.
Is he really?
A continental gentleman. I think they've cut back on him, actually. I think, like, a funny...
I haven't seen him for a while.
Do you know what?
Bring out to your dead.
They've replaced him with a vending machine.
This is true. So many jokes. I can't do any of them. Anyways, there you go. The Streets. Oh, yes, yes, oh, yay. It is great, I must say.
I like Vernon Kay.
Do you know the way to send it?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Do you use roll-on deodorant or the spray?
Okay.
If you know what's good for you...
Okay.
Remember that? Remember the Weetabix, little skinheads? Very weird advert. Anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to move on. It's 9:23.
In the land of Radio 1.
I love that. The legend has arrived. But, you know, listen, seriously, don't forget Colin as well. We did our one music unsigned artist thing the other week. Big semi-final, final with Joe Wiley. These were the winners. Sadie Mercedes by the Love Gods. Well, she was just in love. I heard she was. I just don't think they put enough effort into the end of the song. Like a 2-minute record with an 8-minute ending, for God's sake.
Good, though.
Watch Dominic's face. Watch him start smiling. He can't help himself. Do you know what? I've got to say, on the... not a million miles away from Fozzie Bear when he used to run on stage. Fozzie Bear! Do you, Fozzie Bear?
Waka, waka, waka.
Check it.
Hey, this is Pharrell Williams.
And we are NERD.
NERD.
Everybody here.
Be it! NERD, she wants to move. Yesterday we filmed a TV version of Reverse a Word. It was a massive success. We had to say thank you to Julian and Carl, our two contestants, and the strong audience of literally audience members that filled up the spaces where the audience were to sit.
Thanks also to Princess Productions, who were fantastic to us yesterday.
They were very nice. And John, I think, was the director. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Everybody was very nice.
Challenge TV, again, thank you for your support.
And the pub across the road for letting us have some beers, none of which were discounted or free. That's a mistake.
£43 your round, wasn't it?
£43 that first round. I'll tell you what, when we start to make the series there, we won't go to that pub anymore.
Hey. Go next door.
Is there one next door?
Boots.
The what?
Boots.
Boots, yeah, we'll drink in there.
Part of your best suntan lotion, please.
Benelin. Actually, that's not advice.
No, don't drink Benelin. Nobody would be stupid enough to do that. In fact, don't drink anything but water from the hills of Scotland. There you go. Don't you worry, Dave, I got you out of that big time. There'll be a private hill now in Scotland owned by the tightest hill owner in the world, Andy McHill. And people will now go and try and drink his water and he will go, hey, I'm suing. Call me. I don't know why he's got that. Oh, I'll just move on, shall I?
Thanks for your help, though, anyway.
Well, I tried my best, but you know what I mean. Coming up, then, going to play The Darkness, Robbie Williams. We'll do Car Park Catchphrase. Here's some news to sport from Dom and Jules, 9:32.
Claims rebel Iraqis have taken hostages.
And Chelsea...
A surgeon in the Netherlands has started charging people £500 a time to insert tiny jewels into your eyeballs.
Nice.
He's already got a waiting list for it. The jewels are shaped like hearts or half moons. Mm. Gerrit Meles is the man behind it all.
I love him.
But is it safe?
Actually, that's a very good question. We started about 6 months ago and we took it very slowly. We did not expect any side effects, but all the patients are doing very, very well. So we have the impression it's just safe to do.
It's all about time, hello. It's about time Claudio Ranieri's future at the bridge was sorted.
Hello?
Shall I start that again? According to the back pages, he's off to Real Madrid, Juventus and Inter Milan. There's even talk he'll stay if they win the European Cup. Mario Melchiot says it's about time the board decided what they're going to do.
Everybody wants to hear what's going to happen as well, you understand, next season. Hopefully, you understand, they will come out really early and try to kill the rumours, because that will make it easier on the group and easier on the players.
Chelsea are favourites to win the Champions League. Deportivo La Coruña against Porto is the other semi-final after AC Milan went out. Newcastle and Celtic play the first leg of their matches in the UEFA Cup quarter-finals tonight. Stop it. Bobby's boys are in Eindhoven for their game with PSV. Here's Alan Shearer.
I think they're in a similar situation to what we are. They're not probably where they want to be in the league. So I suppose the only thing really left to go for is the UEFA Cup. So they'll be looking at this to try and salvage something from their season, exactly the same as we are.
Celtic start at home to Villarreal. That match is on Match of the Day at BBC Three, 7:45.
Aloha.
Thank you. Dom, just get on with the weather.
Thanks for that, Jules.
Have you finished the sport?
Yeah.
No, because
you've got more to read.
That was rubbish.
I'll do it. Where's the script? I'll do it. Where did he get up to?
I got the last one.
Do you know the only reason I was laughing at that wasn't because of what you said at the beginning?
It says Madrid.
Yeah, you said Real Madrid.
Madrid.
You sounded like Rage.
Celtic start at home to...
No, it wasn't that.
Right. Pakistan have won the second test against India by 9 wickets. It means they level the 3-match series.
I don't feel well.
I'm Juliet.
And the weather is going to be a bit colder this morning with some sunshine and showers again.
One Road Travel.
It's 4 Number B Road Thursday, the B1286. And New Harrington and Tyne and Wear. Tyne and Wear.
Tyne and Wear?
Tyne and Wear. Temporary traffic lights both ways on St. Aidan's Terrace, that's near Fletcher Crescent. It's now almost exactly 9:36.
Aloha. One Road Travel. On Radio 1.
It's not all work, work.
Why are you shaking your head, Rachel?
I'm so unprofessional, aren't
I? Aren't they just?
We got so, the information out.
So unprofessional is the word.
Buck up your ideas, you two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull your shoes up.
Buck up, buckaroo. Now, listen, it's your wife's birthday today.
Yes, it is. Happy birthday.
The mother of your child, of your beautiful, beautiful boy.
Yeah.
And how embarrassed will she be now, listening to you being childish, immature and unprofessional?
She'll be...
On National Radio 1.
She'll be cringing.
She will.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't cringed that much since the wedding photos came back. Hello! Big pint of bitter in your hand. Right. There's one story which we haven't done today. According to Victoria's column in Bazaar in the Sun... about who has got the official England song for Euro 2004. Now, for those of you who don't know, let me just talk for a bit first and then I'll tell you. As far as I'm concerned, you do whatever you want to do. I am not, and I repeat, I am not asking, expecting, or wanting any listener who to do anything about this. If you do, it's off your own back, but I, you know, nothing to do with me. I personally am thinking about going round and picketing the FA headquarters with a big banner saying, "Are you insane?" Maybe brackets ER for a laugh.
Take Peter with you.
It's an absolute, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the most ridiculous decisions that's ever been made since I don't know what. You know, we've had some great records. New Order, World in Motion. What a great record, you know? And then we had other records. Ant and Dec wasn't bad. The Echo and the Bunnymen won. Rubbish. On Top of the World. That was awful. Mm. I mean, not an awful record. A decent record, but not like a footballing anthem. This has got to be the most ridiculous choice ever. I want to know who in the FA is responsible, and I would like them to answer my question. Who in the FA will put their hand up and go, "That was me, actually," or "That was us collectively. We agreed it was the right thing to do." To ask for the official England song with the backing of the FA to back England into Portugal. Welsh people, Scottish, Irish, Northern Irish, you will wet yourselves laughing silly when you find out our official song to back the England boys will be done by Blazing Squad. I have never heard anything more ludicrous in my life since, I think, Heskey and Rooney. I just think it's ludicrous.
What do you mean by that?
Putting them up front together.
What, ludicrous?
What?
Why ludicrous?
Because ludicrous doesn't even play football. He's not even English. How could ludicrous and the other boys play up front?
But what is ludicrous?
He's a rapper.
Fact, there's more people in Blazing Squad than in Sven Squad for Portugal.
It's like the under-21s. Blazing Squad are going to do the England song. My God, what is going on?
See you at the Cotswolds.
No, it was "See You at the Crossroads," Dave. Oh, right, yeah. You idiot. Always getting that one wrong, you moron.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I played that.
You played that already.
I know.
Go well today.
Shut your face. Don't worry about it. I've got it now. Look, yeah? It's on.
Smell an award coming our way.
Yeah. Smell a bunch of fives coming your way, son. That's what you're gonna get. It's like the taste of hospital food. It's 9:40 on Radio 1.
Loose lips like ships.
Darkness at Radio 1 with Robbie before that. I think Robbie's in the UK at the moment. Not one phone call. Nothing. Has he rung you?
No.
Yes. What?
Sorry.
Just a little backstage tour.
I'll take that as a no, then.
Just as I looked up, you were nodding.
Yeah.
Doing that after I'd said no, which I meant yes. No, he hasn't. Yes, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
Mm. I think he's in a castle somewhere.
Well, like, the photos of him today in the paper saying that he's got, like, a castle.
He's renting a £7 million castle with Wilkes.
Well, can I stay in his house in London? Because that's cracking, apparently.
Hmm.
He said to me that I could... he used to have a stormtrooper figure. A life-size stormtrooper. And he said to me in LA that I could have it if I wanted it. He's full of broken promises, is young Robert. Not one phone call. I'm waiting for the phone call. I'll come round to the castle today.
Did he say you could have the stormtrooper if you want him picked it up in your own van? You weren't going
to
deliver it.
No, he said, oh, I'll get it sent to you if you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I sat and waited and waited. But sadly, Stormtrooper never arrived. I was careful there with the word that I used. So, regarding the official Euro 2004 song for England, Blazing Squad, according to Victoria in The Sun today.
Shocking.
Thank God I'm Welsh, says one text message. Ha 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 from Carl in North Wales. Welsh bloke just fell over laughing. Scotland is laughing. And so on and so forth.
So far.
Did I say so far?
So far.
It's at Scotland. It's for our Scottish listeners. And everybody else going, oh my God, are you joking? That's awful. Blazing Squad, please, please tell me it's a lie. According to the papers, it's true. But I believe that Dominic Byrne has an update from the FA, an official line from the FA.
We have some breaking Blazing Squad news.
Dum dum. Breaking Blazing Squad news.
We just put the phone down to the FA. That doesn't mean we've just spoken to the FA.
Hello, is that the FA?
Yeah, we didn't do that. We didn't hang up on them in a joke way.
Hello, hello, is
Malios there, please?
Is Mr. Walls there, please?
Blazing Squad may not be doing the official anthem of the England World Cup squad.
Go for that.
They may be doing it.
Right.
But they may not be doing it. It's not definite. Their name has been bandied about, but it's definitely not definite.
Bandied about with who? The Chuckle Brothers?
To me, to you.
Mm.
So, but yes. We've also asked that when the decision is made,
yes,
that we, if it's at all possible, can have the first play of the single on this show.
Unless it's Blazing Squad.
Yeah, of course. No, we won't.
But we can still play it, but not on the air.
Yeah.
We'll play it in, you know, the office upstairs.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the world exclusive Blazing Squad playing upstairs in the office. Meanwhile, for the rest of us, something like that.
They can't represent us. They've got Blazing ridiculous Squad. Names. Like,
they're not old enough to get into the grounds, are they?
Flavour and Mellow Birds, or whatever they're called. Stupid names.
Yo, this is Mellow Birds from Blazing Squad. From Mellow Moments. Check it out. Yo, this is Pipsqueak from Blazing Squad. I love the football, innit, aye?
Oh, my God, this is Paper Round from Blazing Squad, getting behind the England boys.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans!
Roy Walker, I bet you'd say thank you, Chris, wouldn't you?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I thought you might do. It's 10 to 10. We're going to be quick. Let's meet our contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, my name's Gareth and I'm from Leicester.
Yay! What do you do, Gareth?
I'm a dump truck driver.
A dump truck driver.
That's
where,
right.
Where are you parked?
I'm parked on the car park at work.
Work?
At work, yeah.
Right, okay, lovely. So, yeah, you're driving your dump truck now?
I'm sitting in it, I'm not driving
I beg your pardon, you what?
I'm sitting in it,
good
not
God.
Driving it.
I misheard you there.
Warning off, Com.
I thought, God, you must have your legs crossed and everything. let's hear the horn then, Gareth. Oh, I like you that. Good, stay on there, my friend.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hey, Chris, my name's Jez and I'm from Enniskillen.
Hey! Near Ballinamallard.
Aye, but it's safe, mate, from Ballinamallard, man.
That's right, very nice.
Hobby did.
What do you do?
I drive a forklift.
Oh, nice. Are you in your forklift now?
I certainly am, aye.
Wow, fantastic. Where are you parked?
Do you want to go? I'm parked in a building site here. We're building a car park beside a building site.
Do you want to go?
Do you want to go?
Who was that to?
Yeah.
What? Do I want to go for your forklift?
Aye.
Okay. Oh, it's great, isn't it? Oh, the seat's really comfy. Theatre of the mind. Yeah. Right, let's hear the horn then, Chez.
Right, hang on. Oh. Hang on a second.
What's that alarm?
That's the wee thing in the forklift. Like, it's funny, I know, and you can't hear me talking, like, so I have to turn it on now. Yeah.
Well, all right, lovely.
Is that all right?
Yeah, this is going to be a very confusing game today. So we've got the disco horn here, and then we've got Gareth, which goes like what, Gareth? There you go. It's going to be an interesting game. Let's get straight into it.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Gotta move on, time is ticking away, check it out now. England, 2004 in Portugal. The FA are listening, please consider myself and Dave. We could write a great song.
We're available.
That's right. We can even find words to rhyme with Rooney, such as Mooney and George Clooney. Right, here we go, here's the first catchphrase. Good luck, Gareth and Jez. Mr. Fish is taking Mrs. Fish out for a romantic meal to celebrate their anniversary. They turned up at Mr. Fish's favourite restaurant, where he's reserved his favourite table. Mr. Fish doesn't look happy. It seems that all the tables are in a different position, as if they've all been turned. Yes, Gareth?
Turn the tables.
Turn the tables, Dave?
Can't accept it, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Yes, Chez?
You can't turn the tables.
The what?
You can't turn the tables.
You can't turn the tables, Dave?
Can't accept it, I'm afraid.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
All right, you got to get it right. That's exactly what's happened in the restaurant for so... Yes?
Tables can't be turned.
The tables can't be turned, Dave?
Can't accept it, I'm afraid.
No, very the tables can't be turned.
It's not the right answer.
Oh, hang on, Gareth, are you going to jump in?
Turning the tables.
Dave, they're all saying the same thing. You're getting yourself set up.
I reckon...
Tables are turned!
The tables have been turned. We'll accept that.
You're a winner!
Hooray! Yay! Well done. So one to Gareth and none to Jez with his annoying horn.
Nightmare.
Oh, it stopped. Good.
No,
it's back again. All right, good luck. Next one, here we go. This is pulling teeth, isn't it? Mr. Fish is visiting a local goose sanctuary where he is a proud guardian of a goose which he sponsors. Mr. Fish gets a lot of pleasure from contributing to its welfare, but he's questioning the goose handler about what his bird has been eating. Mr. Fish is concerned about the rapidly ballooning weight of his special bird friend. He feels that the goose that he sponsored is getting fat. Yes, Gareth?
The goose is getting fat!
The goose is getting fat!
You're a winner! You're right! Oh!
Thank you, Roy! He's got a stutter! Jez, I'm sorry, Jez!
No bother, mate, no bother.
Listen, that's really annoying. Have a good day,
I'll turn it off now.
All right, man. See you later.
Nice one, mate. Cheers, pal.
Bye. Which means, Gareth, you are the winner!
Yeah!
You win the James Bond 007 Everything or Nothing game for the games console that you have at home.
PlayStation 2.
Two-letter number game, you mean?
Oh, yeah, number two. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, I won't say which one, but it's the PlayStation and then a number.
Okay.
And you win that, and you win the world's first ever James Bond 007 tiny little digital camera that hides in a Zippo lighter case.
Brilliant.
It's nice, actually. Is anyone you'd like to say hello to before we cut you off?
Yeah, I'd like
to. Bye-bye. Right, that's it. Thank you very much for enduring that. And it's back again tomorrow with Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Kayla and Enfer.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you.
Do you think Kelisa will bring her milkshakes to Derry? I look forward to them. I look forward to seeing her performance at the One Big Weekend. Do you think it's Nesquik?
No, got the powder stuff.
Yeah.
Nice to have that.
Sarah from 3, Colin from 1, Joe Wally's next. We're back tomorrow morning. The Chris Moyle Show.